Someone had asked me, why is there so much emphasis on peace of mind in this teaching? Isn't it too basic? And this is someone who follows Ramana Maharshi's teachings of self-inquiry, finding out who am I? Who is this thought appearing to, and so on. And in this book, I found a couple of sentences. I think my spectacles are somewhere there. Thank you. Even a fledgling is protected by the parent birds only till such time it grows its wings. It is not protected forever. Similarly with devotees, I have shown the way. You must now be able to follow it up and find peace wherever you are. This is Ramana Maharshi. As simple as that. I have shown you the way and you must find peace wherever you are. You see, when that point of reference or measure is lost, then we get lost on the path of seeking. If we do not find a direct impact, whichever teaching we are following, whichever teacher we are following, if we do not find a direct, with a capital D, impact on our peace, then we have to see whether we have not approached it the right way or whether that is not meant for us. That is why my teacher would say there is no other measure. But it is too simple. The ego does not like simplicity. When there is contact of a desirable sort or memory thereof, and when there is freedom from undesirable contacts or memory thereof, we say there is happiness. Such happiness is relative and is better called pleasure. But men want absolute and permanent happiness. This does not reside in objects, but in the absolute. It is peace, with a capital P, free from pain and pleasure. It is a neutral state. Perfect peace is of the self. That alone exists and is conscious. So even if one is following a path of, let's say, Kriya Yoga, breathing exercises and techniques, and one gets consumed by the practice, and one is even enjoying it, let's say, the measure is still peace. In your daily life, has it brought in the element of peace that you did not have before? Degrees may vary. If it is bhakti yoga, your relationship with your favorite god, let's say, has that brought in peace into your life? Or is it just stuck between you and your favorite god, and your relationships in daily living are a mess?